The receptionist grimaced and scowled. "Sir, calm down, please," she said, putting down the papers and looking over at the computer. "Just tell me where my father is, then, for God's sake." "What was the name again?" muttered the receptionist, squinting at the computer. "Charlie Reed," shouted Justin. The receptionist raised her eyebrows and looked back at the computer. She used her nicotine-stained fingers to type the name in. The worn-off orange nail polish was lacquered to her chewed fingernails and chubby fingers.
"He's in A&E. They're taking him for X-ray. Down the corridor, turn left into block one."
Justin ran so quickly and was in such a panic he didn't even thank the receptionist. Not that he felt she deserved it anyway. He ran down the corridor and found block one. He saw the sign for X-ray and ran through the door. His dad was lying on a trolley with a bloody bandage around his head. He was being wheeled by doctors and his mum was running alongside. Justin saw them and caught up.
Mum, what happened?
Asked Justin, putting his hands on the trolley.
Oh, Justin,
his mum replied, sniffing back tears as they continued to run down the corridor.
He got that damn old wooden ladder so he could get the leaves out of the gutter above the shop.
They turned a corner and Justin narrowly missed the wall.
It collapsed and he fell and hit his head on the pavement. I told him it wasn't safe,
Diane continued. The doctors opened the double doors into the X-ray room and wheeled Charlie inside. The doctor held out his arm to block Justin and his mum.
No, please wait out here, said the doctor. We'll come and get you when there's any news.
But,
Justin started to say, before the doors slammed in front of him. The two of them looked at each other, neither one of them sure what to say. They stood there for a moment, motionless. Justin's head was full of thoughts of his dad, and all the nasty things he had ever said to him. The guilt suddenly welled up inside him, and Justin felt like he was having an out-of-body experience. He was brought back to earth by looking at his mum, clutching at her handkerchief and sniffing back tears. Justin knew he had to look after her.
"Come on, Mum,"
he said, placing his hand gently on her back.
"Let's go find a place to sit down."
The two of them walked down the corridor and found some empty chairs in a dimly lit waiting area. They sat in silence and waited for what seemed like forever. Justin was staring at the bare white walls in front of him, not sure if he could muster the strength to say anything to his mum. He was worried he would upset her by talking. She placed her hands together over her lap and bowed her head, beginning to say a prayer under her breath. Justin looked over at her and turned the other way on his chair, not wanting to join in. Every time they heard a door open, they would both look up and hold their breath, only to realise it was someone else. After nearly an hour, the doctor approached them and they both stood up. They waited with bated breath and the doctor paused for a moment. He looked at Justin and then at Diane, but didn't say anything.
"What? What doctor?"
said Diane, grabbing Justin's arm. Justin felt the blood rush to his face and he started to feel faint. He feared the worst.
"We had to do some extra scans, as any head injury is classed as serious."
Diane interrupted him by starting to cry, clutching Justin's arm and lowering her head.
"Just tell us, doctor,"
said Justin, placing his hand on his mum's head.
"I was going to say he's fine. He doesn't even have a concussion,"
the doctor continued, looking at Diane.
"Oh, thank God, my prayers are answered," said Diane,
looking up at the ceiling and smiling. Justin sighed in relief and they followed the doctor to the room Charlie was in. He was lying in a bed with a large white plaster stuck over his forehead. He was awake and smiled when he saw them. Justin ran and hugged him tightly, lunging onto the bed. Charlie laughed and hugged him back.
"It's fine. I'm not dead yet," he said.
"Dad, that's not funny. I was scared as hell,"
Justin replied, releasing his arms from him. Charlie chuckled and removed his arms too.
"I saw the bright light, but don't worry, I didn't go towards it. Obviously, God doesn't want me just yet,"